Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen.
كل سنة وانتم طيبين. Tomorrow is the beginning of the Great Lent. So today the church gave the name to this Sunday, Pre-Lent Sunday. So God's word will be around this topic or this reading. First of all, I would like to read with you part of Mark chapter 2. It's about the four friends. Then they came to him bringing a paralytic who was carried by four men. And when they couldn't come near him because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was. So when they had broken through, they laid down the bed on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven you." Then he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, arise, take up your bed and go to your house." Immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went out in the presence of them all. Glory be to God forever. Amen. So who are these four friends? This is what the reading of today that the church arranged for the pre-Lent Sunday. We can know these four friends. So the gospel was part of St. Matthew chapter 6 from 1 to 18. And in this part, we can find those four friends that can bring us in the presence of God. Like I consider myself as this paralyzed man. I don't have any power to come in his presence. I don't have any way, no strength, no tone in my muscle, and I need the healing. So I need these four friends to help me, to bring me in the presence of God so he can give me the healing. The church telling us about these four friends that we have to have them as best friends during the whole Lent. So when we come in the presence of God, we have the healing from our spiritual paralysis. So our spiritual paralysis may be like paralysis to live according to God's word, paralysis to love everyone, paralysis to serve him according to his will, a relation, a habit, anything that I feel I cannot do, I cannot give up or leave this thing, don't have power, and I need this healing from God. So what are these four friends that this paralyzed man had? First, fasting. Second, prayer. And third, the God's word for giving to the poor. These are the four friends that if we have them during the whole Lent, we'll enjoy the fasting, we'll have the healing of all our paralysis at the end of this fast. So we'll start with the first friend, which is fasting. And actually the fasting is not to take some food away and change it with another kind of food. It's hunger for God. So when I fast, actually all what I do, it's kind of season. I'm hungry to know God more, to have a close relation with him. And many of us sometimes get annoyed. It's 55 days. Some of our kids ask, it's too long. And sometimes we ask ourselves why it's too long and why I suffer and fast, even if we had this habit since we were a child, and we don't know exactly why we fast, or we don't know that exactly what is the power of fasting. And that's why sometimes it's hard to convince our kids to fast, because sometimes we don't know what to say. It's hard if we don't know exactly why fasting. So first, fasting, because fasting was the first commandment that we broke when we were in paradise. Like Adam failed to fast. So when we fast, he broke his relation with God when he broke the fasting commandment, and he took from the tree. So when I fast, I renew this relation again. I come close to God again. I say, I do your willing that you create me for. So fasting is to show God that I am willing to have this relation again. The second thing that helped me, or why I'm fasting, It's a very important thing that if we know, we can answer our kids' questions. It's physical obedience brings spiritual release of blessing. Remember this. Physical obedience brings spiritual release of blessing. What does that mean? There is a connection between what we do physically and what happens spiritually. Our fight is against the unseen world. It's against Satan. We don't see it. So, give you an example from the Bible. The victory over Amalek. It says in the Bible, and so it was when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let it down, the Amalek prevailed. So the power was not in his hand. The power was obedience to God's order. So when God says, release your hand, I release my hand. The power is not in my hand. The power that I said, okay, harder, I will do that. I will do according to what God's order or request me to do. So during this war or battle, every time Moses feel like weak and doesn't release his hand in the sign or the shape of the cross, Amalek take over and they win. And when he release his hand, the Israelite win. So the power of the fasting, it's a physical action. Fasting, we do physical action. We remove kind of food, and we have a certain way to live during the fasting period. The power itself is when we do that, because we give the Holy Spirit a chance to work in our life. So when I fast, I am telling to God, I am ready for the Holy Spirit to work in my life. So the fasting, it is not the power itself. The fasting is obedience of God that release the blessing, power, strength of the Holy Spirit that beat all the enemies that we don't see. Another example, Samson. He had long hair. He never drank wine. And once he broke the relation or commandment with God and his hair was cut, he lost his power. The power was not in the hair. The power was the commandment with God. He said, don't do that. And as long I go with God's commandment, I have the power, I have the Holy Spirit power in my life. When I break this commandment or relation, I lose this power in my life. The early church was full of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the same today and since the early church. But the difference in power of our church between the early church and now, that people in the early church was following God by all their heart. When we have a weak church, it's because we don't do that anymore. So we don't give a chance to the Holy Spirit to work in full power because God doesn't enforce us to do anything. He's just waiting for us to live, to let him do that, to give this permission to him. So we said why we fast. First of all, it's we renew the relation that we broke in the beginning of life. The second one, physical obedience brings spiritual release of blessing. And another example, like the same concept with the Metania. When we do the Metania, when we bow down and worship God, that beats the Satan, that it has a very powerful action. That's why the monks do it like hundreds of times. It is not the action itself, the action that fears the unseen world. So when I do the sign of the cross, when we do the Metania, when we pray, when we fast, it's a physical action, has unseen power on Satan, so we can have the power of the Spirit in our life. Example from our world, like when you fast like a medication, you take one spoon or one tablet. You don't see what's inside, but you believe you will be healed if you take this. It's like, doesn't make sense that the very small tablet will kill all the bacteria in your body. But you take it believing and you are sure that if you take it in regular order, you will get healed. Why we believe in something done by persons, but we don't believe in something arranged by God. So remember that physical action, I do it, have unseen power. The third thing for fasting, So let me continue this part, that obedience of God, commandment of fasting, bring unseen blessing. So what God said about the fasting? Why we are consistent to fast? In Mark 9:29, Jesus said, this kind can come out by nothing but prayer and fasting. So when God says, if you will, you are willing to beat Satan, fasting and prayer is the solution. He said it very clear when he says, fasting and prayer. Why would we go around that and try to find other ways by different kind of relation and say, I feel okay with that. My life is better in this way. I don't like to follow this kind of long fasting and prayer and all the church rites, and I feel my life is going okay. No, it is not okay. God created us, and he knows our body and our life, how to be straightened and how to get to the eternal life. So when he says fasting and the prayer, it's fasting and the prayer. And when the church arrange fasting and the prayer, church knows the way that we can beat Satan. So fasting is not a diet change. It's a spiritual commandment, has to be associated with other actions, like fasting of mind, fasting of heart, fasting of tongue, thoughts. And when we practice all these actions, we get to beat Satan and all the unseen fight against us. So we mentioned two things. Fasting renews a relation, and the other thing, the physical obedience release a spiritual action or a spiritual blessing. The third one, Christ's example to be followed. When he fasts for 40 days, he doesn't need to fast. He showed us an example saying, if you do that, you will beat Satan and all evil things. Like he fasted for 40 days. At the end of the 40 days, he was tempted 3 times. And through fasting for 40 days, he had the power or showing us, if you would like to have this power that I do have, you have to go through the fasting first so you can beat Satan in your life. St. Peter said, therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself also with the same mind, for he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. It's very clear. If you'd like to get rid of some bad habit or sins in your life, you have to suffer in the flesh. Suffer in the flesh, you have to fast. So when it is very clear like that, there is no way to say, I have another way. So God shows us himself as an example to beat Satan, to beat all temptation. So we have to follow him. He's our role model. He came to the earth to be a man like us, to show us the way to go to the heaven. So when he fasts for 40 days, we have to follow the same rule to get this like to be in eternal life with him. Number three, obeying commandment is a sign of true love. Like if I say I like or I love God, but I don't like to fast because this is too hard. I don't like to, my work, my health, my situation, whatever the excuses you give and say, I have my relation with God and it is not affected by fasting. I don't like to fast, but I love him. So what St. John says, he who has my commandment and keeps them, it's he who loves me. So God is very clear. If you keep your commandment, if you follow my commandment, you love him or you love me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. It's the same at home. If you love your wife or you love your husband and say many like nice words and comes to action and she asks you to do something or you ask her to do something and you say, I don't like to. That's too much. So what is the sign of love? It shows that there is something missing. There is a defect in love. When you suffer or when you don't like to or when you refuse and request a request from your partner or your wife or your husband, so you have to show your love by action. So when we obey God, when we obey the commandment and fast, it's a sign of true love. So if we understand the fasting from this perspective, like fasting is relation with God, fasting is physical action, release a spiritual power, fasting is showing or sign of love. So the fasting will change from suffering of changing kind of food to be the honeymoon with God. Because he says in Ezekiel, when I passed by you again and I looked upon you, indeed your time was the time of love. So I spread my wing over you and entered into a covenant with you, and you became mine, says the Lord God. So it is the fasting is the time of love with God, when I have this close relation with him, when I put all my concentration and all my life under his feet, and I have this time just to build this relation and come closer and closer to him. This is a time of love. So if I understand the fasting by this concept, I would love to keep fasting all the time. So you and me, as a bride to Lord Jesus Christ, need fasting and prayer to spend more time with him, to know him more, to love him more, to have this personal relation with him, so we may leave all earthly interest and seeking only him. The other thing for fasting is the right way to be crowned. And here is the rule. St. Paul said to Timothy, and also if anyone compete in athletic, he's not crowned unless he compete according to the rules. So we have a rules. And what is the rule? Do you know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we do it for an imperishable crown. Therefore, I run not with uncertainty, thus I fight not as one who beat the air. And this is the rule. But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection. So when I fast, I put my body and bring it into subjection. And this is the rule to be crowned. If you fast every 2-3 years when you have problem in your life, this is not the fasting according to the rule. The rule is what the church put. So when the church puts these rules, and I know that this is the rule, and I would like to be crowned in heaven, I have to go through that. I have to follow the rules. I put my body, or I discipline my body, and bring it into subjection. So why fasting? First commandment, physical action brings spiritual release of blessing, example to be followed, sign of true love, the way to be crowned. No one to be upset from what I'm going to say now. Make a champion for heaven. I'm like kids-minded for Sunday school. When I did kind of random survey between the kids and ask why are you fasting or not, like 90% not fasting, and why you don't fast. So the answer is as following. My dad and mom not fasting. They refuse me to fast because they worry about my health. I practice a certain kind of sport that need a lot of protein, and I don't fast during those days to have the competition and succeed. I don't fast because I have a lot of study. I don't fast because I'm still young. And actually, all of this is because we prepare our kids to be champion for the world. But for eternal life, we don't think too much. When you book your kids for any sport, you start when they are 6 or 7 years old, so they able to get all the skills to be champion. If you start when they are 15, it'll never be happen. So you are caring to pay, to have all that commitment and to go for all the sessions to make them champion in certain sport. And you start very early, so they get the skills very easy. Fasting is the same. You have to let them practice as early as they can. If they start fasting at 6 or 7 years old, it will be easier and quicker. If you try to ask your kid in 15 years old, start to fast, it needs a lot of prayer. You're not able to convince them. You will have a lot of argument with them. But if you encourage your kid in 5, 6, 7 years old to fast, they will take it as a challenge. They will like to show you that they did something very difficult or you ask them for something special and they did it. They feel proud of themselves when they fast. Like the Jonas fasting for 3 days. What will happen if our kids, 6 or 7 years old, they start to fast these 3 days? Or starting having a plan for them as you do for the any kind of sport, that they have to build themselves to be able to fast. And when they fast early, they will be able to have self-control in themselves when they grow up. 15, 16 years old in the school, when they offered to try any kind of drugs or any kind of smoke or any kind of bad picture of any pornography or any kind of bad relation, they learned in very early in their life how to self-control themselves. They know this is Wednesday. I'm not going to touch anything is not fasting. This is Friday. Whatever they offer in the school, pizza, chocolate, whatever, they have the self-control. I am different. I am belong to a different world. I have the eternal life in my mind. My family or my house is different. They don't feel inferior or behind or whatever. They feel proud of themselves. They are belonging to someone else. They are belonging to God. So start 6, 7 years old, they can fast. Remember all the people in Bible. What we will answer God when we don't let them fast, and we remember Daniel. And he was going to be standing before the king, and if he's not in a good shape, he will be killed. And he said, no, I am not able to eat all of your stuff. I will eat my stuff that is allowed and check how it will be. And after 10 days, their shape was better than the others. So the child Samuel grew before the Lord. This is in 1 Samuel 2:21. I wrote this, or I put this, to remind you. Your child has to grow before the Lord, not to grow before the world. Before the Lord, to be champion in his eye. Remember the same example, like you are caring about your kids for all sport, spiritual habits, like fasting needs practice. And when you start early, you will not suffer later. The second friend, we said this is the first friend that will bring us to in presence of God so we can have healing from our paralysis. The second friend is prayer. Plug into the power prayer. Prayer is power. It's electricity. Connect you to God. I will just tell you two quotes from our early fathers. St. John the Golden Tongue said, prayer is a great weapon, a treasure that is not emptied. A richness never falls. A quiet port. It is the source and the foundation of innumerable blessing. It is strong, but more powerful than the power itself. And Saint Augustine said, prayer is the key to heaven, but its power, it can do everything. It is the protection of our souls, the source of all virtues. It is the ladder to which we ascend to God, the work of the angels. It is the base of faith. If one of the friends or people have all this character, great weapon, treasure, richness, source of all blessing, strong, powerful more than the power itself, leader to heaven. If you know there is someone like that, I think all of us will wish to have this person as a best friend. It is the prayer. Prayer is the best friend that can bring you in the presence of God so you can have the healing, because it has the power over all enemies. And something very important, and the church is always smart, and she knows that. Church puts the fasting and the prayer together. You know, certain kind of severe infection or certain kind of chronic infection doesn't heal by one kind of antibiotic. It needs two kind of antibiotic, very strong. And it's called in medicine synergistic action. One itself is not effective as putting them together, two of them together. So you get this medication two in one. Two medication in one to give you healing or treat you from severe infection. It is the same, fasting and the prayer. And we'll hear it during the whole Holy Lent in the friction prayer. The priest will say, Abuna will say, fasting and the prayer. What fasting and the prayer together do? It's kind of you are opening the leaflet of the medication or the monography of the medication, and you read the indication of this medication. What fasting and prayer do? First, cast out demons. It means cast out my sins and the evil thoughts. Second, raise the Elijah to the heaven. So raise me to the heaven and give me power to live kingdom of God on earth. Third, save the Daniel from the lions. So save me from all harms. Fourth, through them, Moses received the law and the commandment written with the finger of God. So by fasting and prayer, I can hear God's voice and live his word. Through them, God had mercy on Nineveh. So Lord will have mercy on me through fasting and prayer. Through them, the apostles preached the name of God to all nations and made them Christian. So if I am a servant through my service, if I am fasting and prayer, I will be able to have a good, strong service that many people will return to God. I would like to share you exercise to do during the Holy Lent, because fasting and prayer are very powerful together. So don't fast without prayer, because it will not be as active, as effective as when you do pray when you are fasting. Go with the clock. And if you wake up at 7 o'clock at morning, just say the Jesus prayer, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. Oh Lord Jesus Christ, forgive me, help me, Jesus Christ, protect me. Say whatever you feel you need to say. It's like Salat Yasua, the short prayer, but a very strong prayer. And go with the clock during the Holy Lent. At 7 o'clock, say it 7 times. At 8 o'clock, say it 8 times. And go with the clock, 12. Go with the French clock. Don't say it again only one time. 13, 14, 15, 16. And if you do that during the Holy Lent, imagine what that equal. If you pay attention to the clock every hour and you repeat this prayer as the same as the time is, you will mention the Jesus prayer 250 times if you wake up at 7 and sleep at 10 p.m. You will say, Jesus Christ, help me or forgive me 250 times. And you will remember Jesus at least once and per hour. So try this to put him in your mind. Go with the clock. All of us are time-minded because of work and we have a lot of things to do. So put him in your schedule. Every hour, just say it equal to the time is. And this will enforce the fasting action through the prayer. So we said the first friend is fasting, the second is prayer, the third is God's word. God's word, if you look to the slide, each capsule is one of the Bible books. Each Bible book has a power to heal or to treat you. And God's word is not like any other word. What God say about his word? It is the spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. So God's word is life itself. And the other thing, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. You know what is the inspiration of God? If you are close to someone and you hear his inspiration and expiration, you hear his breathing. So God's word is breathing of God. When you read God's word, it is like you are close to him as you are close for someone to hear his breathing. So God's word is alive. It gives you life. It is not you read any book. It's life. So as long or as more you read and you focus, you have eternal life in your own life. So first fasting, second prayer, and third is God's word. But be doers of the word, but not hearer only, deceiving yourself. This is the problem. We hear many, many sermons, and we read maybe many times. The read itself has a power. But hearing only doesn't make a big change. Because when you buy the medication but you don't take it, it means nothing. So if you read without doing, your life will not change too much. So be doer, not only listener. What fasting do with God's word? Like if you are fasting and reading God's word is different. What's the difference? We can find the difference in Daniel. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full days. I ate no pleasant food, no meat or wine came into my mouth, nor did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. Suddenly, a hand touched me, which made me tremble on my knees and on the palms of my hand. And he said to me, Daniel, man, greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you, and stand upright, for I have now been sent to you. Then he said to me, do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your word were heard. This is in Daniel 10. So when I fast, he fasted for 3 weeks. He didn't put any pleasant food in his mouth. He didn't touch anything of his desire. So he was able to understand the word of God. The angel told him, O Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the word that I speak to you. So if you don't have this understanding through prayer and fasting and then reading the Bible, you will understand something different. Sometimes we feel it's a word like any word. I read that before. No, it is life. But to have the meaning to your own life, the own message, you have to focus, you have to be under these circumstances, fasting and the prayer. And then you read God's word, you feel it different. The fourth thing, the fourth friend that can bring us to the Lord, and remember, if any one of them is not there, this paralyzed man will fail. So we have to have the four together. Each corner has its action. So fasting, prayer, God's word, and the giving to the poor. لسه بقرا النهارده مش مكتوب هنا بس بيقول الصدق صالحه صالح هو صالحه هي الصلاه مع الصوم والصدقه تنجي من صاحبها من الموت. دي موجوده في سفر توبيا. Giving to the poor. What God's willing about the poor in the Bible? He said in Isaiah, is this not the fast that I have chosen, to lose the bond of wickedness, to undo the heavy burden? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and that you bring to your house the poor who are cast out? When you see the naked, that you cover him and not hide yourself from your own flesh. This is the fasting that God are willing us to have. Not to change the food. It's to care about other people, that they are poor. Not only poor for money, they are poor for many things. And you know now, the poor for feeling, for emotions, for fulfilling their life, everything. You can serve everyone while you are fasting. But remember, when you give, there are 2 conditions that admire God. The first thing is, when you give from your needs. God didn't pay attention to all rich people that they give in the temple. Who paid his attention was the widow woman, that she gave all what she has. He said she gave more than all others. So what admire God, اللي يخليه معجب بينا, when we give from our needs, not to pay like something for tax return. That doesn't make difference too much with God. When you give from what you need, get from your time. When someone asks you for service and you say, I don't have time, my time is full of work. Here is a test. You have to give from your need, from your health, from your heart. And when you give something precious. Because when Hannah had Samuel, she was like infertile for many, many years. But she said, if I had a son, I will give it to you. And when he was still 3 years old, she gave it to the temple. And God rewarded her. She has 3 other sons and 2 daughters. But she gave first, and she gave what is precious. Sometimes we feel like we don't like to give our kids fully to God. They will suffer. They will be tempted. They will not have a fun in their life. Give it to him. He will make them saints for eternal life. And he will give them success in earth. So when you have these 4 friends during the Lent journey, you and me will have the healing of our paralysis. Imagine these 4 limb paralytic or paralyzed men. What happened when he had the healing from God? I think the first thing he did After he stand up, he gave a big hug to God. He never standed on his feet. He never stood in his feet. So all glory be to God. And what God says after we fast according to his will. In Isaiah 58, the same chapter of fasting, he said, if you fast according to my will, to give to the poor, to pray, to read God's word, then your light shall break forth like the morning. Your healing shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, here I am. So when we fast according to God's will and love following his commandment, for sure we'll have healing from our paralysis. And the first thing, to give glory to God that he healed us. And this big hug will be sign of love that we went through the Holy Land. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Je venote tre enni fi o emare efto
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, creator of heaven and earth, and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men, for our salvation, came down from heaven, of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead, according to the scriptures, ascended to the heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophet, the one and only Catholic and Apostolic Church, confess one baptism for the nations.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
Epibros of Gesa Theta. Corruption
and death which entered into the world through the envy of the devil, you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled it with heavenly peace, by which the hosts of angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill to towards men.
Pray for perfect peace, love, and the holy apostolic kisses.
Lord, have mercy.
According to your goodwill, O God, fill our hearts with your peace. Cleanse us from all blemish, all guile, all hypocrisy, all malice, and the remembrance of evil, entailing death. And make us unworthy, O our Master, to greet one another with a holy kiss, that without falling into condemnation, we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
For you do
Yes, Lord, our Jesus Christ, the Son of God, hear us, have mercy upon us, offer in order, stand with trembling, look towards these, let us attend.
Iten never as ve ante ti theoto cos so ab Maria shoi sare mot nan biko volenten en novit en ostem moko be Christos nem pekio ten avasos nem pebnev mai soem si al concal sotiem mor ene os irini se seia ene seia
pantonimu.
Gemme tato e pneumato.
Somen to kere